Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Draw between Richmond and Carlton on opening night. Jared Whateley, Matt Hill and Dermot Burton. Downstairs in the Richmond rooms, Jaden Short. Jaden, we really appreciate your time. Welcome to AFL Nation.
Guys, cheers.
It feels like the right moment to ask. If you were given a choice, would you play extra time and settle it if you had the choice?
Oh, look, it's a hard one, I suppose. They do it in the grand final now, so, I mean, you probably do it during the year as well. But, yeah, I mean, that's not up to me, I suppose, the AFL. Can decide on that, but obviously another draw. So I've played in a few now, so it's a little bit weird.
Does it get any less weird?
Oh, not really. I mean, I suppose I'd rather play in a draw than a loss, to be honest. So look, you always try to win games, but I think you probably would have seen the Richmond style tonight, and we want to get the win, but I mean, we'll reassess from here.
Hey, Jaden, Dermot here. I almost went in to say, well drawn tonight. we don't know what to make of it. What do you make of it?
Oh, yeah, it's a little bit weird, I suppose. It's a bit of a weird feeling. Not sure what to celebrate or to be flat, to be honest. But I think the boys can hold their heads high after putting on a bit of a show, I suppose, and playing the Richmond way. I suppose we stayed in the game, and we'll take the draw, but obviously a win would be nice.
Yeah, you took the ground ahead of you, that Richmond way. You said you had a lot more... A lot more of the ball moving forward than Carlton did. One of the battles I was really interested in was, and you get to see a fair bit of it out there, being relatively close on occasions, is Noah Boulder against big Harry Mackay.
Yep.
It was as if he was instructed to play from behind, which I don't have a problem with,
yep,
because he forces him up the ground and gets him out of a dangerous area.
Yeah.
But when he played him from in front, he got done twice in the air.
Yep.
And then he played him from behind and he kept moving him up the ground, forcing him up the ground. Yeah. Both of them played pretty well.
I've got to go, boys. Sorry, boys.
I'll tell
you what, Bolter's a good player, so is Harry. I'm going to let them do their job, but I'll stay away from Harry, mate. He's a gun, so
yeah, absolutely.
I'll let Bolter try and work that out. Cheers, boys.
Good on you, Jaden Short. So off to the meeting to try to make some sense of it in the aftermath of the draw.
That was enough. 3 or 4 minutes.
And the Around the Grounds for Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day in the NRL. The Sea Eagles 34 beat the Eels 30 in a tight fought Thursday night.
So next question was to him, if Dimmer hasn't spoken to you yet, what's the mood of the coach? Because you can gather the mood of the coach coming into the rooms. As a player, you got your head down, you're taking your boots off, whatever, you're walking around, you walk down, you see the coach go through. Sometimes they walk through and they don't want to make eye contact with you, and you know we're in for it.
Yep.
Sometimes they'll look and there'll be a wry smile, they're happy to... You'd gauge the coach's mood on the way through there. I don't know what Damien Hardwick, he won't be happy, but will he be satisfied with eking out a draw so you don't walk away empty-handed?
Yeah, I suppose when you're trailing inside the last minute and you kick the goal to draw it, it's easy to be...
They played it all right the last couple of minutes, didn't they? They didn't panic with
Richmond,
the ball.
Yeah. Well, they had 7 minutes of pure attack almost, didn't they?
But when the ball got into Carlton's forward line... It would have been easy just to go under pressure, hack it down the line, go barrel straight into the forward line. But they didn't. They brought it to the other side. They kicked to a leading player, which was Jack Graham, who led out on a 45-degree angle, put it well out in front of him. He swung around and banged it in. So they actually played with a bit of methodology rather than saying, 65 seconds to go, boys, get it in there. There's that old saying, don't be, the next to have a shot at goal. Be to panic into the forward line. Be the next to score.